as we follow the daily political developments in the Middle East, at least we can be sure that the region is safe from supervillains, thanks to the Arab world's first comic superheroes, a reincarnated pharaoh, a beautiful superheroine, and a cloaked crime fighter. Marwan El-Nashar is managing editor and director for AK Comics, the company behind these characters and their futuristic world. And he joins us now on the phone from Egypt. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks. It's good to be on the program.
Arab superheroes, is this a first?
Well, actually, it is the first, and we technically prefer the term Middle Eastern superheroes, since our main mission is to try and bring the whole region into closer unity. So we don't want to divide between any of the Semitic nations. So we politically refer to it as the Middle Eastern superheroes, and they are the first of their kind.
And as I understand it, the comic books are written in Egypt, but the artwork is done overseas.
Yes, that's true. We outsource some of our artwork to studios in the U.S. and Brazil. They have more know-how than we have. We've lost the edge in Egypt for doing comic books over the last two decades. So now we're trying to outsource it and relearn the know-how.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of these characters that you've developed. The last pharaoh, for example.
Yes, Zin is the last pharaoh. And he was actually the first character conceived maybe over 20 years ago by the founder, which is Dr. Ayman Andil. And he's a pharaonic hero from a descendant from an ancient civilization that was wiped out 15,000 years B.C. by a meteor shower. And him and his siblings survived because they were in the capsules, protective capsules, and they reemerged 10,000 years later.
So a strange visitor from another time who, as I understand it, is disguised as a mild-mannered philosophy professor.
Yes, that's true. And he's really the edge of Zane is that he's lived and encountered all history. So we'll be able to tell tales of reaching from the pharaonic era through the Greeks, the Romans, up until modern day and even the present, distant future where he resides, where he currently resides.
Now, there are more modern characters as well, including two female superheroes, Jalila and Aya. They're smart, powerful, and perhaps somewhat suggestively dressed in the tradition of American comics.
Well, so yes, you are. By default, superheroes are robust and physically fit, and they kind of have to show it so that readers do believe in their powers. The two women are strong, they're independent, and they open up the way for women to see that they can be as powerful and as strong as men.
And there are some references in these comics to the modern world.
Yes, it's true. In our attempt, we're trying to create a parallel universe that resembles the actual planet we live on right now, but with some differences, fictional and exaggerated differences.
Jalila, for example, I think survived an explosion at the Dimona nuclear plant. Of course, there is the Israeli Dimona nuclear plant. She is busy protecting the city of all faiths, which could easily be read as Jerusalem.
That's right. That's what we intend. We try to leave a little bit for the imagination of the reader, but some things are just way too obvious, aren't they?
Are Israelis the enemy?
Well, not really, because she is facing two extreme forces. Aton, which is an extremist, and the United Liberation Front, which is another extreme. So the thing we're trying to do with Jalila is to show that extreme views are never really succeed, and moderation is the best way to go.
We're speaking with Marwan El-Nashar, the managing editor and editor of AK Comics in Egypt. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let me ask you, how much role does religion play in these comic books?
Well, we've tried to avoid as much implication on religion as possible. We try to show that religions do exist in harmony and peace, as explained in The City of All Faith, which was the first issue showed all three holy religions coexisting peacefully. We never elaborate on the superhero's religion, because we don't want to imply that one religion is better than the other. That's God's decision, you know. They just coexist peacefully and, you know, as if they've done for many, many centuries before that.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Evie is with us from Boise, Idaho.
Evie, and I'm thrilled to be on the program. Can you get the Middle Eastern comics in English is what I'd like to know.
Yes, actually, we do print in English as well as Arabic. And for the local market in Egypt, we do an economy issue, which is maybe less than 20 cents. It's a black and white issue, and it's designated for the lower socioeconomic classes.
How many of these comics are do you print every month?
Well, we print one title a month for a hero, so we end up having three titles for each hero a year. Hopefully next year we're going to step up production, becoming bi-monthly, and by 2007 we'll become a weekly publication.
Where in the United States could we get them?
Well, through our website, akcomics.com. We only provide through subscriptions now until we relaunch in the summer of this summer in Comic-Con in San Diego. We're going to start mass distribution again. But in the meanwhile, you can have subscriptions through our website, akcomics.com.
Say the name again of it.
It was aakcomics.com.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Evie.
Thank you, Evie.
And let's talk now with Jeremy. Jeremy's with us from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yes. I was calling. I had heard about this comic a little while ago, and one of the things I'd heard was the evil super team was called the Army of Zios, or one of the evil teams.
Yes.
And I was wondering if this was supposed to be a reference to, perchance, Jewish extremism.
It's close to Zionist, isn't it?
Bingo.
It is close to Zionist, as close as the United Liberation Front is to the PLO. So. Although, you know, this might be focused on, but we have stated that the two extremes are not, you know, that's what we're trying to do, that extreme views do not, will not succeed, cannot prevail.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
All right.
Jeremy, thanks very much for the phone call. I should point out, if you want to get a link to the AK Comics website, just go to our website, npr.org, and you can find a link there. Before I let you go, why comic books? Why this particular medium?
Well, there are several reasons behind that. We believe that superheroes give a strong message. They're out there, they're prominent, and it's very clear by the last decade of blockbuster movies revolving around superheroes. They're ongoing, they never die. Other superheroes have been ongoing for ages. They appeal to younger readers, which is our core target. They have lots of credibility and believability. And comic books is a good way of it's an inexpensive way of publishing, circulating, distribution, and something that lasts much longer and has a stronger impact. Also having it in Arabic and English, and hopefully translated into several other languages, which is in the pipeline at the moment, will have an even more global effect for it.
Well, Marwan El-Nashar, good luck.
Thank you so much for your time. Thanks.
Marwan El-Nashar is managing editor and director for AK Comics, and he joined us on the line from Cairo. Again, if you want to get a look at some of the things they're publishing, you can go to their website via our website. Log on to npr.org. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News. We'll be right back.